Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program that takes you through the pages of the Prime Minister's diary. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for joining us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has announced that district constables will benefit from pension remuneration at the start of the new financial year on April 1, 2016. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says district constables will also be eligible for other benefits afforded to government workers, such as the Government Pensioners Only Administration Health Insurance Scheme.
Instructions have been given to the Chief Parliamentary Counsel to start work on amending the legislation to give effect to this decision. The work will have to be completed to ensure that the legislation is amended to reflect this change and this implementation date.
The Prime Minister adds that instructions have been issued to the Ministry of National Security regarding the payment of performance increments to district constables in keeping with the 2012 to 2015 Heads of Agreement. She was speaking at the 24th Annual General Conference of the United District Constables Association in St. Anne last Wednesday. The Prime Minister is commending Palace Resorts for its investment in Jamaica's tourism industry. The Mexico-based group has invested some $200 million to refurbish and rebrand the former Sunset Jamaica Grand Hotel property into a five-star resort renamed Moon Palace Jamaica Grand. Speaking at the official opening on Wednesday, December 2, the Prime Minister said the investment is an indication of the improving business environment and the growing attractiveness of the tourism market in Jamaica. The Moon Palace property employs a total of 1,000 persons, 600 of whom were employed to the former Sunset Jamaica Grand. In this regard, the Prime Minister says the Palace Resorts is a company with a heart that is investing in Jamaica as well as in the people of Jamaica. She says government's goal is to facilitate win-win investments that bring investors a good rate of return and also create jobs for Jamaicans. The Prime Minister recently signed contracts valued at $64 million for the expansion and rehabilitation of the Mandeville Primary and Junior High School in central Manchester. The project is jointly funded by the Government of Jamaica and the Caribbean Development Bank. It will see the construction of a 12-classroom block with new bathrooms and facilities for increased access to persons with disabilities. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the new classrooms will go a far way in reducing overcrowding at the school.
This $64 million expansion is very timely. It is in keeping with the expansion program we have been rolling out in schools across Jamaica. I'm very pleased to be associated with this effort, which will benefit more than 2,000 students. Overall, more than 50,000 persons will benefit from the expansion of this school.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, will oversee implementation of the project, slated for completion by mid-2016. Meanwhile, Mrs. Simpson-Miller has formally opened new facilities at two schools in central Manchester. Zion Hill Primary received a new school building to replace the original, badly deteriorated structure. The project, completed at a cost of $20 million, will allow the school to better accommodate its 172 students, teachers, and ancillary staff. Also, eight additional classrooms were constructed at the McIntosh Memorial Primary at a cost of $25 million. The school is now better able to accommodate its 1,200 students.
Making adequate classroom space available is vital for providing our young people with a good education. I am happy that the staff and students now have better facilities that will improve teaching and learning.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.